And up next on your God Knows What dial, it's the archive and also the live, well, canned, but just recently canned, edition of Bathrobes Pierre's Broadsides, the May 5th, 2022 edition. And we're going to be actually beginning with that half of a flashback from about 6 or 7 years ago. I guess it's 7 years ago now. September 10th, 2015, Rebecca Mills. You're going to hear a long interview with Rebecca from jail. She will enlighten you as to why she's there. And it kind of touches on some of the issues that came up at today's Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom discussion of protections of people who are threatened with psychiatric incarceration or a reduction of their competency status, or just folks in jail, I guess. It might even be a broader category. You can check this out if you wish. If you want to hear the full show, you can actually go onto the Huff website and find it. Just look for the September 10th, 2015 show under the appropriate archive link. And the name of all the shows as a group is Bathrobes, Pierre's Broadsides, like Robespierre and Bathrobe together, Bathrobespierre's. Also, this flashback has discussion of Alex and Joff, who are artists who are arrested and jailed on the street for showing their artwork outside, I guess what would now be the disced areas. If you look on the sidewalk carefully along Pacific Avenue, you'll see these four discs in a square shape or a rectangular shape where people were supposed to be wedging themselves in. It's not enforced as of yet, but I suspect enforcement is coming because they recently passed essentially a new display device law, though they called it a vending law. And when I refer to the blue boxes in this 2015 flashback, what I mean are the blue marks on the sidewalk that are in box-like, they enclose a box-like area that you were supposed to wedge yourself into. You're going to hear old Lucero Luna, or actually young Lucero Luna, but in olden times, and my discussion of the illegal merchant signs, which these authorities had no problem tolerating. And, there's also a third segment. And the third segment is an interview with Wes White by phone, the Salinas, California homeless activist guy, who is concerned about upcoming sweeps in the Carmel area, if you're familiar with that area in Monterey County, down in the Monterey Peninsula. And he gives us a broad-ranging report, and that sort of tops off the show. My apologies for the lack of, the absence, general absence of music on this show. I'm in the best of health, I don't know, weary from too many wild parties. That would be nice if that had happened. But in any case, you're going to get what you're going to get today, and hopefully you'll be able to enjoy some of it. And as usual, pick up some tips. Who knows? Enjoy if you can.